As most of you know, I'm a man of very few words. Come on, really? I have very little to say to Lisa, but I admire you. But one thing, one phrase will stick with me forever. You know what I mean? 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 And she doesn't even realize that she's saying it. But I say this with all true love, Lisa. Love you. Enjoy your retirement. You're not going to go too far, because we're going to drag you back.
I forgot to mention one thing about Lisa. She discovered a new lubricant. It wasn't WD-40. It's,
Tom, I don't think I expected that comment.
It's 18-year-old single malt scotch. Works really, really well for board budget meetings.
I'll take that note. Thank you.
Dan De Los Santos.
You know, for some of us that have lived here as long as I have, over 50 years in some cases, for some of you, we have iconic names that we think of in our community. Of course, we think about Robert B. McCulloch. Of course, C.V. Wood pops up, Gene Milam, and a host of other mayors and very important figures in our community. I think it's very important for us now to take and put Lisa Krueger's name in that list of our most important individuals in our community that helped us become Lake Havasu City, the city that we are today.
Well said.
I met Lisa back in Parker. We were doing t-shirts, and she was obviously the chamber director there, and I remember meeting her, and that was 90-something, 90s, obviously. And I just really liked her back then and admired her. And then when I found out she was coming to Havasu, I was an ambassador at the time and been working with Gary, who was a chamber. And I remember people thinking, well, you know, it's going to be changed. It's not going to work. And I mean, she's going to change everything. And I remember saying, Lisa's going to do an awesome job. I mean, you guys don't know her. She is just awesome. She's so good. And you did. You took it to another level. I mean, Gary did a great job, but you did. You brought it in, and I remember watching you speak. And when you first started speaking, I don't know if you remember. I think you went to Bob Keller did the program where Toastmasters, and you went to that, and you even blossomed speaking. I mean, we went from someone who was used to the smaller groups to doing this huge speaking all over the place. And just did a really, really good job. I admire you. I just think you've done a great job with all of this, and so excited for your retirement.
All right, Lisa, I want to take a minute and just tell you how much I respect you and appreciate you. But after that, take a look around the whole room right here. And all of these people, these are really powerful, influential members of the community, and everybody in this room admires and respects you because you've been such an inspiration to all of us. So thank you.
Scott Taylor. Yeah, just very quickly. I know, thank you. So I get it. So I got a call from Lisa one day and Nikki, and so I have to throw both of them under the bus on this, and said, hey, by the way, Scott, we're thinking of doing this Desert Bash thing. I said, Desert Bash, man, that sounds great. She goes, yeah, would you like to be a sponsor? I said, oh, absolutely, we're in, let's do that. So she has Dave McGatlin come pick me up. He drove me 67 miles out in the middle of the desert and said, here's your stuff. I said, you got to be kidding me. It's a 134-mile round trip, and it takes me 13 hours to get here. She goes, yeah, we appreciate you. Thanks, Scott. I said, huh. So, yeah, but you know what? I love you. Thank you so much. Like two more?
So I'm a crier too. I don't even have to have a reason. But I'm so proud to say that Congressman Gosar gets to serve in Lake Havasu. I know over 10 years ago, we started coming up here, and I went to Lisa, and she had that smiley face and that I'll help you with whatever you need. And she become a really great friend. And, of course, sitting here with another one of our Buckeye go-to girls. So I appreciate your attitude. You're positive. You bring a spirit to Havasu that they're really blessed to have. Thanks.
Hi, over here. Just really quickly, if you're a graduate of Leadership Lake Havasu or Havasu Leadership Development, could you stand, please? Thank you so much. So on behalf of the Board of Directors, we just want to say thank you for that, because without that, we wouldn't all have that network and that connection. So thank you. We all appreciate you. Why did you have to do this when I was the chairperson? thank you. Yes. Andrea has big shoes to fill. So, but she's a great replacement, and we all love her. So thank you.
One more.
So, Lisa, on behalf of all your Rotarians, anybody as a Rotarian in this room, as Assistant District Governor for our district, I'm beyond proud to be not only your friend, to be here with you as a Rotarian. Thank you for everything you've done for our club, for all the clubs, and for the town. Try to keep it simple, but you've been there for us, and we're going to be here for you always. We love you.
Lisa, I think this goes without saying, but you have the purest heart of gold, the servant's heart. And this city has been blessed to have you, and so have all these people in this room. I know that I've seen you pioneer and challenge many people to grow and just become stronger and better givers and servants to their community. But, I mean, the Rotarians, the Chamber's going to miss you, the Foundation will miss you, and the city's definitely going to miss seeing you around as much as you are. So we would love to see you out once you're, you know, the idle hands would make devils play and you're ready to come back. And I think Jackie mentioned a couple of those boards. It'd be great to see you again. But if not, I know our happy hours will persist. And Lisa, I love you so much. Congratulations. You're amazing.
All right. Hold on.
Last but not least. So first, I guess I would have to say that when you say you have big shoes to fill, I've been an ambassador for 10 years, and I don't think that that's something that Lisa is like. You don't have big shoes to fill. You just have a commitment to what you're doing. If you're a size 6, you're a size 6. You outgrow them, you go to a 10. That's the way I have to say it. But Lisa, Winterfest is one of my favorite events that the Chamber does. And I'm there at 3:15. 3:15, maybe 3:45 if the alarm doesn't go off. Marking streets, and it is the most amazing thing to see the street cleared, if you gotta get cars towed. and see it all coming to commence. And thousands of people come down, and then we clean it up, and then they let the buckets of water or the steels of water, whatever those things are, they're buckets. And it just kind of washes the street. It's just so amazing in that short amount of time and all of the things that come in with it. That is one of my favorite events. And I know we've talked about this, and maybe I won't see you street mark. I hope I don't see you next year as street marking. But maybe the year after. Not as street marking, but just at the event. Shopping. we love you, Lisa. I'll see you.
I just want to say, for those that don't know me, I'm Becky. I'm the CEO in Kingman. I am now the senior CEO in Mojave County. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for that. But what I did want to say is, I mean, I know that you all know in Havasu, Lisa's had such a huge impact, but she's also had a really huge impact on all of the chambers in the area. I mean, statewide, Western region, actually, all of that. But she's been such a great mentor to myself, to Bo, to everybody who's come along behind her. And when I started 4 years ago, we had a Tri-City Chamber Alliance that we were like, okay, we're gonna get together and do something. We have literally under her grown this to a quad state alliance. We're all working regionally. I mean, she has really brought all of us together and led the entire region. So I just thank you for that. And thank you for leaving me here.